The rest of us, I'll direct your attention to Hebrews chapter 1, reading verses 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 1, reading verses 1 and 2. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. His Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. I want to share with you in these moments before we move to baptize our candidates tonight from the theme, Footprints of God. Dear Father, as we take a moment longer in this service to ask your continued blessing upon it, we pray that your Spirit will draw very close and that we will have evidence tonight of your presence with us, not only in this moment, but the promise of your presence for all eternity. In your name we pray, amen. If you'd think back with me a bit this evening, think of a story you read a long time ago, some of you perhaps not so long ago, you might remember the story of Robinson Crusoe. That one who was marooned and, to the best of his knowledge, all alone on an island. There was no one to whom he could turn, discouraged and depressed with the thought that he couldn't get off the island and there was no one there and that he was an isolated man, perhaps for the rest of his life. There would be no one with whom he could commune. But as he was walking down the sandy beach of his tropical prison one day, something happened that changed his perspective completely. For there, clearly marked in the sand, was a footprint. That's all. Just a footprint. He knew it wasn't his. He knew from that evidence that he was not alone. There was someone else there, and he was encouraged to know he wasn't alone. He had hope and strengthened faith, even though all he had was a footprint. And I submit to you this night that there are times when it would appear that we are very much alone. But I'm here to tell you tonight, we are not alone on earth. God is here. You say we can't see him. Well, I can't point you to a shape and a form tonight and say there is God, but his footprints are evident everywhere. And the evidence that God has been here ought to be enough to give us hope and strength and faith and encouragement this night as we share in this message together. His footprints are everywhere. I see them in creation. Now, I want to say this rather quietly for fear something will happen to change it all, but it appears to me spring is finally here. I'm a little hesitant to say that loudly for fear it'll snow tomorrow, the way things have been going. But it looks as though today, with the most beautiful day, I told those that subscribe to our cassette ministry, I told them that it was the most beautiful day we've had since last fall, and certainly the most beautiful Sunday we've had, for Sundays this winter and spring have been distinguished by rain and sleet and snow and ice and a number of other things that I could mention tonight. But I think it's finally come. The birds, they're singing. The grass, have you noticed how green the grass is getting? It could have been gray, you know. But it's green. Beautiful, beautiful. Blue sky. I left the church this morning after our men's prayer meeting together. And by the way, from time to time, I mention the fact that a number of the men of the church meet here every Sunday morning at 7 o'clock for a Sunday morning prayer meeting. We've been meeting there for years, 11 years that I know anything about. Probably 11 years from now, they'll still be meeting there. And we'd like you to come join us, if you will, any Sunday morning, 7 o'clock. No charge for the commercial, but anyhow, I was leaving the church this morning. It was about 8 o'clock. And I left the church to hurry on back to the parsonage. But as I walked out of the door, I was greeted by that beautiful aroma of freshly cut grass. The air was still, hardly a breeze. The birds were singing. The sun was shining. The sky was blue. And I stood there, I think, for at least 5 minutes, just breathing deeply and drinking in the glory of God's creation and tracing His footprints. Now you say to me, now wait a minute, Pastor, don't you understand how all that happened? It all just was a matter of chance. It all just happened. There was no God, there was no divine mind behind it all. Well, you try to tell that to Dr. Laird of our congregation. Well, yeah, I met him up in the parking lot of the hospital this week, and we were sharing about some things, and we got to talking about the things of the Lord, His power in our lives. Dr. Laird's an ophthalmologist. He operates on eyes, treats the human eye. And he was saying to me as we looked out across the hillside, you know, people who say there is no God, let them explain sight. And we looked out there from the hospital hill across the fields and over the homes, and you could see the church sitting on the hill over here. And we were seeing it in full color, three-dimensional. Our eyes were automatically adjusting to the clouds as they were passing by, and darker, lighter, automatically taking all that in. He operates on these eyes through a surgical microscope. The workings are so minute. They need a microscope when they repair them and do surgery on them. He said, let somebody explain to you how that works. Oh, the physiology of it. He understands the physiology, but explain sight. But don't you know all that just happened? It just happened. It was just chance, just an accident. Well, you can believe that if you will. But when I think of creation, I see the footprint of God walking through His universe, creating, making new, making beauty, making you and me a creature to have fellowship with Him. And I say to you tonight, we need to let God's creation speak to us to help ease our tension. The Word of God says, Psalms 46 and 10, be still and know that I am God. Martin Luther said, be thou silent unto God and let Him mold thee. It would probably be a good thing for all of us who are on the racetrack of life to draw aside from time to time and absorb God's nature and take into account in fact that God has been here before us in creating it all because He loved us and wanted us to have a beautiful world in which to live, and His creation can speak to our hearts if we'll let it. God's footprint is seen in creation. But I submit to you tonight, his footprint is not only seen in creation, His footprint is clearly seen in history. If you discount that, just study the history of the nation of Israel. As I stood there last summer, I said to myself, having studied many of the lost civilizations of the world, Israel, you have no right to be here. And by all historical fact, they just do not have any right to be there, simply because with all that has happened to all the civilizations down through the years, how amazing it is that the little nation of Israel has survived. There's only one way to account for it. They received a stay of execution from the God who chose them. And it's one of his clearest footprints in history. Study the history of the church, if you will, and see it marked by persecution and inner strife and things that you would certainly think would destroy it. But instead of seeing the Christian church destroyed, we see that it continues to grow. Over 2,000 years, the Christian church continues to make its presence felt in a world that is sometimes hostile to it, but has never been successful in defeating it. No, there's no question about it. God's footprint is seen in history. But not only is his footprint seen in creation and seen in history, his footprint is also seen in life. For me, it's the most convincing proof of all that God is still with us. The proof is in transformed lives. E. Stanley Jones, missionary to India, evangelist to the world, at age 87, decided to have one more evangelistic tour. Can you imagine that? 87 years of age, and he was having another evangelistic tour. He said one day, half jokingly, he said, "You know, when I get to heaven, I'm going to take 24 hours to see my friends that have gone on before me. And then I'm going to go to the Lord and say to him, 'Master, do you have any more fallen worlds that you could send me to as your evangelist to tell them about the unsearchable riches of Christ?'" For he said, "Preaching your unsearchable riches has always been like heaven to me." Well, that's the kind of man E. Stanley Jones was. At age 87, evangelistic tour. And in the midst of that tour, he suffered a massive stroke and was completely paralyzed for 14, could not move, could hardly speak. What did he do? He wrote one more book. He'd already written 28. He just reported it this way. He said, "I realized that by dictating, I could perhaps write one last book." At 87 years of age, paralyzed, the title of his book was "The Divine Yes to God." He said, "I realized that I ought to do it one day when I was lying there in bed and saying to myself, 'Everything has changed. I can't walk. That's changed. I can't use my arms. That's changed. I can hardly speak. That's changed.'" But then he said to himself, "But you know, on the other hand, nothing has changed. I'm the same person I was. By prayer, I'm still communicating with the same person. I belong to the same unshakable kingdom and the same unchanging person." And he went on to say, "The glorious thing was that my faith was not shattered. I was not holding it. It was holding me. I could still say, 'Jesus is Lord. How do you account for a life like that? Well, I'll tell you how I account for it. God's footprint was on his life. The most convincing evidence, the evidence of transformed lives. That's what tells me God has come and God has ministered to the needs of his people, and God could minister to your need tonight, my friend. Let his evidence become a part of your life. Yes, his footprint in creation and history and life, but finally his footprint is also in the future. The good news is, when we step into tomorrow, we'll see his footprint. He's already been there. And oh, what comfort that is to me tonight. The footprint of God is in the future. He said, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome." I've already been there. I've already been to the future. I know what it holds. I go to prepare a place for you, to ensure you the most magnificent future that will last for all eternity. And this night we have more than a footprint. We have a nail print. A nail print on a life. Jesus Christ. We are not alone. God has spoken to us, says the Word, through his Son. And though God's footprints are everywhere, the most important thing is for him to put his imprint on you, the imprint of the transformed life. And tonight, 14 candidates for baptism are saying, his imprint is on us. We gladly witness to the fact that we are not alone, that God is with us. We want the world to know it. We're witnessing tonight with an outward sign to an inward work. For we have died with Jesus. We've been buried with Jesus. But we've risen with him through the glory of his resurrection. And we give evidence of it tonight, as we share together in this historic Christian rite of baptism.